So it was, oh yeah, you know, like people like, yeah, I came from such and such. Oh yeah, man, this is a great school, you know. Hey, I'm Trevor. I'm from Fairfield County, with the Fairfield Central High School. All right.
Oh no.
Oh, like, one dude from one dude from I think it was from Bluffton or something like that. He was like, Fairfield, you're a place they had a riot? And I was like, God dang it, no.
What's going on, man? This is Ice Nigma.
Yeah, and this is T Nigma, and this is Enigmas Unchained.
So like folk be like trying to act like, oh, you know, we can well American football should be the number. No, it shouldn't. When did it earn worldwide acclaim? When did one football game make the whole world set on fire?
What, now that they wanna go do games over in England and London and
that's cute. Like they can try. But it's like they got rugby. They have rugby. It's a far tougher and more engaging game. And they also have soccer. Why would I want American football? Why do I want to watch dudes run around with like 60 more pounds of stuff on to play the same game dudes wearing with no doggone stuff? I'm just being real about it. Why would I want to play? Why would I want to watch a game filled with a bunch of prima donnas that's getting paid a bunch of $1 million? Mad their feelings getting hurt. They get millions of dollars and mad they're getting their feelings hurt. Sucker, take your check. Take your check, invest that in your community. And do your thing, right? You getting the money. It's like it's not like you ain't getting, you getting the money. You're getting what people are literally lying, cheating, and stealing for. And you complaining because somebody hurt your feelings, sucker. You could buy their feelings. You could buy their feelings, bro. You'd be amazed what $100,000 do to anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hate you. Here's $100 million, here's $100,000. Oh man, you know what, man? What you need? What you need today? What it is that I need to do for you today. I'm just checking, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just checking to see what it is that I can do to bestow.
What I do for you.
Yeah, I mean, like, bro, I mean, like, look, money makes the world go round, and money can also change feelings. Let's not lie to ourselves. If you was having a bad day and somebody dropped off a couple thousand in your lap, you'd be like, yo, yes, sir.
Man, listen.
Like, yes, sir. I appreciate this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I appreciate this whole situation that you put up here. This whole situation is wonderful, right? Your whole mood would just change immediately. If you needed help, guess what? You got money. You can actually get help now. You know what I'm saying? But when you're broke, guess what? You have to suffer in your feelings. So it's like, look,
man, listen.
So look, you know what I'm saying? Like these cats making millions of dollars and they ain't done nothing. Suckers over there in soccer. Building whole new complexes and poor neighborhoods, raising up new superstars from the trap in their countries. Not United States trap. I'm talking about like a Brazilian trap, right?
That's far worse than
us. It's far worse than us, right? I mean, like literally raising up kids from the trap to superstardom because they've been investing in places to let them go out there and do the stuff that they need to do. And they don't, I hardly ever hear a dog on soccer play in the news. Anyway.
Unless they're connected to the cartel.
Yeah, that is true. That's a true statement.
But yeah. I think most of them got away
from. Yeah, I think they did. I mean, like one of them cats got clapped, if I'm not mistaken. It was one of the dudes, he came back, and because he lost the thing, they shot him. I think I'm right. You know, it was a soccer player.
You are right.
Yeah, I just can't remember his name. I don't feel like looking up right now. But I remember that joke. I was like, yo.
They did a 30 for 30 on them.
Yes, okay. They did do a 30 for 30. Okay, cool. So I didn't know that. So yeah, I was like, word?
I remember that. Because we were young when that cat got folded.
Yeah, he got clapped. I was like, yo, that is that's flat out madness to me right there. I mean, like just the fact that it was like that, you know what I'm saying? Well, homeboy was just he couldn't even like get off the plane right, and they shot that sucker, man. I was like, God dang, You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I mean, like, so I mean,
saw his face. That was a wrap.
Yeah, that was like, that's him. That's all I need. That's all I'm right there. Knock him. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, look, I mean, that's like, look, I mean, like I said, like if we're talking about American versus like international sports, our sports is trash. Basketball has far more range than football. And I've said, yeah. I've said that openly. I'm like, if you want to go ranking of sports in the planet, soccer, basketball. No. Yeah. Soccer, no. Baseball.
Yeah.
Man, because
yeah.
like baseball has a great range overseas.
I'm about to say.
Yeah. Yeah, like literally only second to soccer is baseball. So and we see that in the contracts. Now, if you throw in golf, right? If we put golf in as a sport, then is soccer, golf, baseball, then basketball, then football.
Okay.
But then that's because once again, golf, when I was in Killian Lakes in Colombia, my upstairs neighbor's Korean lady, she was like amateur league, right? And she still got to go to the Masters. They would do like the competitions and Masters and stuff like that too.
Yeah.
And guess how much she was getting paid just being an amateur golfer?
Man, stop playing.
Just guess. I just want you to guess it. Just throw a number in the air. All right. Now let me give you she wasn't making millions. Okay. She wasn't making millions, but I want you to just guess what she was making.
100,000.
Go up.
Five.
No, go down. It's 100,000 what?
150.
155.
Oh goodness.
$155,000 to be an amateur golfer.
Man, listen.
And we as black folk out here telling our kids go and play basketball for what?
I'm about to say like,
go and play football. Go and play football for what? Your behind be stuck in America looking stupid. You better get your behind out there and play some baseball, some basketball. No, baseball, soccer, or some golf.
Screw that. I'm gonna get my kid a soccer ball.
You know what's funny? ENB out there, I'm like, there's no basketball in this house unless he's kicking it. I was like, there's no basketball. I'm like, nah, she's like, we're gonna shoot this ball? No, we're going to kick it. we're not doing that, bro. Not in this household. Absolutely not. No, screw basketball. No. Baseball, we're going to throw this ball. I'm going to see your pitch. You know, say, if you want to do sports, I'm going to see this pitch that you got, and I want to see this kick. I want to see how well you can defend yourself with this ball. He does good. He's 4 years old. He can get it past me. He know how to juke me, get around me. I'm like, all right, bro, I see you, man. I see what you got there. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's not me, like, forcing him to play, like, sports in that way, but it's fair to tell your kids to do something outside of freaking football and basketball. I'm just saying, I mean, like, it's absolutely fair for black folk to be like, you know what, man, put the basketball down. Let's go play some soccer.
Yeah.
Let's go to the park and let me see. Like, let's play some soccer, man. Let's do some baseball real quick. You know what I'm saying? Let's do something that's at least it's fun. But
right.
The offside is you could make stupid money playing out of these sports. And golf. If you get, like I said, the issue is that, especially in the SC, golf courses are stigmatized because they don't really like black folk being at these places unless you got like mucho money, because they have to pay for the amenities and stuff like that. So it takes a lot. That they've done these courses, you know, like they're like, no, you paying for this. Like they mean nothing. No, you paying for this sucker, man. You're going to be paying a couple thousand a month. You won't be in the sucker. I'm like, man, forget that. So for me, that's too rich for my blood at the particular point in time in my life. I'm like, I can't afford that. But I get it because it's an exclusive sport. And for all is racism.
No.
Homie, if we made up a sport in our community, which we have not, you know what I'm saying? That I'm just keeping it real. We have not. You know, like we have not made up no sport. Don't lie to nobody. Black folk have not made no sport. Okay.
the closest we got is the version of basketball when they jumped on the trampoline.
Yeah, pretty much it. You know, and one, you know, but once again, that's just taking something that was already made and doing something different. You didn't make that sport. So if you made the sport, you have every right to make it exclusive. Sorry.
Then anyone and one, they was trying to get in the lead.
Yeah. Yeah, but who owns the lead though? Who made the game? That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Who made the game? Like doesn't like every time I hear folks screaming racism about sports, I'm like, who made the game?
I mean,
did you make the game? Like they're like, well, black folk did it in Africa. Did they make it into a syndicated sport for the world? Hard truth, I mean, hard facts, man. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just being real. Like you didn't, we didn't have the wherewithal where we were at to say, you know, this right here could be taken international. That wasn't something that we had in our brain. If it was right, but what new sport came out of the black community? Handball didn't even come out of the black community. And that's dope. I mean, like that. That give that like another 5-10 years, it will blow up. The handball is fire. Like it's literally just soccer, but like people catching and throwing it and you getting tackled. So it's like football and soccer. It's great. I mean, I was like, yeah, this is the type of sport I can get into. You know what I'm saying? Like just watching a bunch of suckers. Like it's like lacrosse. You know, it's weird. It's like the roughness of lacrosse.
Mm-hmm.
But with the pass and run or rushes of football.
Mm.
So like, and on top of it, you'd be like Superman punch throwing stuff into the net. I was like, I need this game. Today, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it's dope. I was like, this is fire. I was like, shoot, this need to blow up. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, this need, because it's something that even a common man could be dope at, but athletes will thrive in it. Because it's a big freaking net, and the ball's like this big. You know, it's not a very big ball. You know, it's like a softball size. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, you could catch that, but it's gonna take more work. You know what I'm saying? A sucker throwing it like with his arms, and most dudes have stronger upper bodies than they do legs. You're gonna have to come correct this choice. So yeah, but I was like, that's a, I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't like the whole, you know, we get to play basketball and football, short-sighted.
And then the problem with that is, and my issue with that is, you still ain't even getting, like, you could be like the most elite basketball player in your area.
Yep.
And you still might not even make it.
Yep. It's facts. And we got situations now where these little boys been lied to about sports. And then I asked one dude, I said, how many black people are there in America? And he's like, 13 million somewhere. I said, okay, great. I said, so how many black people are in football?
Making good point.
And he was like, he was paused for a moment. I said, I'll let you think about that for a moment. Okay. It is an elite sport. Just because you know how to do something in high school does not guarantee you no shot.
I was saying, and not to throw anybody under the bus or nothing, but we graduated with somebody that at least made it to the league.
Yeah, we did.
He got out. I'm about to say.
Yeah, he left a year ago, a year or two ago. Came back home.
He ended up being a journeyman, but he made it.
Yeah, he was like, I done did it. I got the money. He came back home and started investing in the community. I can't knock that. I was like, you know what I'm saying? Like props to him. You know, he's always had a good heart, though. I'll give him props, though. You know, he's always had a good heart stuff. He was a jerk at times, but you know what I'm saying? But he had a good heart. So I was like, just it was dope seeing him get to the league and not let it get to his head, and then coming back home with money and still being humble. And then you got cats like in The Rock, you know, there's like so many football stars from The Rock. That they practically just scout The Rock now, because you're going to find a star from Rock Hill.
Yeah.
That's just football. It's literally, no offense to nobody else, it's literally football central. Okay.
Yeah.
So you look at Clemson's track record and Rock Hill's track record.
Man, listen.
South Carolina has one of the best track records to build a football star. Right.
I'm about to say.
But the problem is that most of the cats can get back to their community.
A lot of that.
They're like, appreciate you, South Carolina. Now I'm currently from Georgia.
You stupid. See you later. I'm gone.
They're like, yeah, I told you, man. I was for SC, right? I was for the ghetto. I told y'all that even if I did get a check, that I would never leave nobody. But as soon as I got my check, I was gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was gone. They pulled a DC Curry on us next Friday. That's for every single time. They're like, man, we got the money. They're like, yo, man, we got these initiatives. We got Tech thing. I remember Greenville was reaching out to Cancer when the Clemson. It's like Greenville has been a major supporter of Clemson. And they're like, yo, look, we got these initiatives. And they're like, that sounds real dope.
Oh, no.
That sounds real dope, man. I moved to Tennessee, though. I mean, it's just like, I'm a Tennessean now. There ain't no South Carolina. So Tennessee can catch these chips.
They changed their whole birth certificate.
Everything. They're like, well, South Carolina. Who's from there? Big Show did that joint. Big Show was like, I'm from Tampa Bay, Florida. I'm like, no, you ain't. You're from Aiken, South Carolina. You know what I'm saying? You from Aiken, South Carolina, boy. Stop lying.
Dirty.
It was like Viola and them was like the only ones that probably set claim. They did all right. You know what I'm saying? But even still, most folk don't believe her. They're like, you ain't from South Carolina. She's like, I'm from South Carolina. Like, no, you ain't. Stephen Colbert. And I say, like, I'm South Carolina. No, you not. You don't talk like somebody from South Carolina. He's like, what was that supposed to mean?
That's supposed to mean.
What is that supposed to mean, man?
That is a terrible stereotype.
I mean, bro, I mean, like, you'd be amazed at the stuff that I hear, that I've heard, like, especially, like, working with PlayStation for like, close to 10 years and having to go to the West Coast. These stereotypes they have for people in South Carolina will blow your mind. Like, we are the gutter trash of all the South states, okay? When they think of Trailer Park Trash, you know, hood ghetto, whatever, they ain't thinking about Georgia. They ain't thinking about Tennessee. They ain't thinking about Alabama.
No.
They ain't thinking about Florida. They ain't thinking about Virginia. They ain't thinking about North Carolina. It's South Carolina, okay? South Carolina is the thing. They're like, oh, no, we ain't going there.
Think about all the mess that South Carolina didn't be involved in history, man.
Look, man, I was trying to get past that, but you had to bring stuff up, man.
That's the historian in me. But no, I don't know if I told you about this one. Like, this was back when I was still at Wendy's. I had a dude tell me, because, like, he had asked me where I was from. Mm-hmm. So I was from Winsboro.
Yeah.
And he was like very surprised. So he was like what? Like you
from Winsboro? That's normally the reaction we get. They're like, you came from Fairfield County? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh, like, what is that? I mean, I'll be telling folk, man, the borough was different. Okay. The borough is built different. It's built different. Continue. Sorry.
But yeah, I'm done, but like I'm saying, like, hey. We got out.
Yeah, we got out.
We'll still claim it, but you know.
Yeah, but it's built different, man. Straight up different, bro. But he did what he told you about the borough. What he said?
True, he kept it a dead.
He just left you on red. He's like,
he was surprised. You know what I'm saying? He was like rivers, like his face.
Man, forget that dude, like, okay.
I laughed about it after he left, but I was like, well, dang.
Like bro, man, I remember.
Is that bad?
Bro, I mean, I remember when I went to, when we were at Winthrop, I was in English class. And I'll never forget this, man, for as long as I live. You know, everybody was going around the room, you know, doing all the introductions and stuff, right? And to me, I'm in the S's, so I'm always near the end. You know, so it's, if there's a person that has a T through Z last name, it's very, very rare. Normally, right. The S's in a STS at that, like STS as a last name, that normally is at the dead end of the class and maybe one more person. So it was, oh, yeah, you know, like people like, yeah, I came. So, like, oh, yeah, man, this is a great school. You know, hey, I'm Trevor. I'm from Fairfield County, with the Fairfield Central High School. All right.
Oh, no.
One dude from one dude from I think it was from Bluffton or something like that. He was like, Fairfield, you're a place that had a riot? And I was like, God dang it, no.
Oh, no.
For people that don't know, in 2001, there was a situation at our school where a certain principal that actually was guilty, by the way, was caught up on charges and kicked out as the principal of the school. Well, my class, and I have to say specifically my classes, it was only the 2002 class.
Yeah.
Didn't really like that decision. Nope,
not at all.
And they literally started chanting, tear the school up, and literally tore the school up. We all got to go home early that day if you want to leave. Otherwise, like, trying to stop people from terrorizing teachers that had nothing to do with any of this stuff, you know, was pretty much no. I had to stop a couple of miles from getting the teachers that had absolutely nothing to do with any of this stuff, you know, and then go outside and see them flipping over cars. And guess who never showed up? The news. So how in the world does somebody in Bluffton find out about Fairfield County having a riot? That's just what you to let that marinate in your head for a minute, man. Like how did they figure it out? How did they know?
I'm about to say, because you're right. We ain't no news.
No showed
no CSN 2.
Nothing.
No WIS.
Nothing.
WSOC.
It was none. Like that same night was, and the weather is for today. That's pretty much what it was. We out here like we're watching things go and turn to ash, and we're like, look, some poor person, faculty member lost their car to a fire today. Okay, where were you, newscasters, to tell the world that this place is dangerous? Okay, but for some reason, it was like the best kept secret that Fairfield County was freaking dangerous. Like you hardly ever, we only got in the news like after we left. Like after we left, there's a couple of things that happened, like the trafficking, them dudes that came from out of the state that was in Fairfield for some odd reason to sell. We know why, but you know, like for some reason, everybody was like, well, there's nothing really going on in Winnsboro. That's what you think. And say, like, this is traffic. This is traffic central. You know what I'm saying? Like this is the doggone port town of the coast. Like these suckers fly straight through Winnsboro, get their stuff and leave. Methamphetamines, crack cocaine, marijuana, all that stuff was in little old Fairfield County, owned by people that I can't even say over the air for fear of my own life. You know what I'm saying? like literally, you know, like owned by two families in Fairfield that beat the FBI. FBI showed up, stayed there for 3 months, ain't find nothing, they had to leave. And they went right back to factory. They're like, they gone. I bet. So we need middle six. They're like, we need middle six back block. We need them. We need them back. We need to go ahead and get those numbers back up. You know what I'm saying? It was like they didn't even skip a beat. Like once some suckers left, everybody that ratted, you know, except for two people that I know, ain't here no more. You know, so I'm like that's one of my cousins, thankfully, he lived, you know, and I think it's because he had too many eyes on him that they didn't take him out. And he got smart and moved. Smart man. Because I was like, if you stay here, these two families would have found a way. Because they were trying to find a way. They sent cops to my boy's house. They beat him in front of his family. And they ain't catch no charges. Guess who went to jail? My cousin.
How about it? Yeah, you got beat up, so you got to go to jail. But no.
How dare you resist this behind whipping that we came to get you without for provocation? Take more of these licks and go to jail.
I don't want that.
That's not what I signed up for, bro. This is not what this is about. What are you talking about, man? Yeah, I'm just keeping that 100, man. I don't even know how we got here.
I don't know.
How we got here? How did we even get here?
Look, man, yeah. You know how we do.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I'm like, how in the world we get there from talking about gentrification? I don't know.
Because it landed on Fairfield.
Oh, yeah. I mean, folk that's in denial of this, man, I'm like, it's either you got on rose tinted shades or you mentally disabled. Because if you don't see what's happening in this city and why, like, why is it, I asked one guy this, I said, why is it that there are million-dollar homes in Fairfield County?
What?
You have to ask yourself hard questions, okay? There are million-dollar homes that are in Fairfield County. How can that be when the overall demographic for this city is like at poverty? So you have to take it to the fact that there are millionaires staying in Fairfield County, but there's so many poor people in Fairfield County that they can hide.
Hiding in plain sight,
yo. I'm telling folks, I'm like, yo, look, when Mack truck left, them suckers got richer. They got richer, man. I was like, the black folk was making good money when Michelin, I think it was it Michelin, Goodyear? It's one of the, I think it was Michelin or Goodyear. Somebody that did tires. I can't remember which one it was. But it was either Michelin or Goodyear, because my sister worked for the joint. And you had getting Mac. Right. And I remember the folk we went to school with, you know, parents was making $135,000, black folk, black families in 1998, 1999. Mm-hmm. You know, it's had 2,500 square foot houses, 3,000 square foot houses, 4 or 5 acres of land, black families. Like, it was not like, no, there wasn't just a bunch of white people just made. It was a plethora of black people making good money staying in Fairfield for cheap. And once the Mack truck packed that stuff up, bro, once Mack truck left, man, that was it. And so that joint devastated our county. Like, it once again, devastated most of our black folk because most of them were factory workers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like, but it devastated our county, yo. I was like, dang, yo. Like it was like families that was making $135,000.
Nah, not no more.
It was gone. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I mean, that was crazy. It was a crazy era, bro. Crazy era to behold. Now it's like back to factory, like where it's just poor people, unfortunately. Like it's just poor people that roam the streets because most of the places that's there has already closed down. The Walmart done left, the Bilo done left. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, like the restaurants will probably stick around because they just make easy money. But a lot of the other business, they gone. You know what I'm saying? I was like, they left. They're like, you make money elsewhere, buddy. You know what I'm saying?
Element still down there?
Who?
Element.
Element.
Yeah. They do the TVs.
Let me see. Let me double check. All right. Let's see what we got. Element?
Mm-hmm.
Winsboro. Let's see what they say. Yeah, because I'm like Element. I'm like, ain't no Element down there. You know where it was? It's like going towards the interstate.
No, like, let me see. Trying to put you. Go on 321. Mm-hmm. It's before, I know it's before you get to the school.
Okay.
Let me see, what's across the street from it?
Is it like where the wind, like the Sonic is?
Yeah. Like it's still, Sonic.
It's still there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's still there. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that used to be Kevin Klein.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I knew it was something else before they put Element over there.
Yeah, like it used to be Kevin Klein. You know what I'm saying? I remember that joint. Like this. It was Kevin Klein, and then they had an oldest Spunk Mine. Spunk, what's his name? Fulton to do the muffins. Oldest Spunk Mine, mm-hmm. Spunk, whatever the name was. Yeah, but I remember they had a factory for both of them joints in Winsboro.
Okay.
Only reason I remember because like your mom's was a hustler and she always had them, and my mom's was a hustler and she also had them. So. We had like 4 or 5 boxes of banana nut bar muffins just randomly showing up in the house every once in a while. I'm like, why are these in the house? And she's like, well, I bought this box $4. I'm like, $4? I'm like, God dang. I was like, no, well, pass me a muffin then. Let's figure this out. Call me the muffin man. like, look, that brother lived, that brother don't live on Drury Lane. I don't know where that at. I'm the muffin man.
Yeah, man. And I'm always selling them cookies. Yes, I'm always selling them cookies to everybody at school. So yeah.
Man. Just getting like, look, she was like homeboy at freestyle. They're gonna get this work. They gonna get this work. Like, they gonna get this work. Oh my goodness. I was like, they gonna get this work. And we did. $5-6 a day. She was making money, bro. We're making money off
the podcast,
bro. We was out here. I was out here trying to change and couches. Like, I'm gonna get this cookie, man. Straight up crack addiction. It was crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah,
man. Listen, we was in there throwing them things in the oven right before the class changed, too.
She had a fan, bro. I ain't forget. She had a fan in her room that she made it look like she was using it for herself. She ain't fooled nobody. That was the blow to send into the hallway. That woman is a straight up one of the best hustlers I ever met in my entire life. Every hustle had a game plan. She just, it's like clockwork. It's like, she's like, oh, I know they're coming. So what we gonna do? All right, make sure the cookies are cooked or almost ready. Like they were never ready when you got there. They were ready like 5 to 10. It was like they're risking being tardy for class to try and get one cookie or two cookies for a dollar. Okay.
But it was okay. But it was okay.
It was okay with her.
How about to say, even the teachers, you know what I'm saying? They might have said something to the students, but I was like, were they going to say anything to her?
I don't know about that. I don't think they would. I don't think they're brave enough.
No, they were not.
I don't think they would have been brave enough to try that, man. I think your moms would have hemmed them suckers up. Like, who think you is, sucker? You know what I'm saying? Like, they fall back. You know what I'm saying? Your mom's like, fall back. I got this thing, fall back. You're like, oh, okay, yes, ma'am. We're falling back.
Basically.
You're going to fall back.
Basically.
Like, you better.